ABH Mobile.
1ABH N0TR. My name's Tom. Good morning.
Morning, Tom. Andrew on this end.
Hope you had a nice shift. I think I heard you were law enforcement. God bless you for that. I just sitting here drinking a cup of coffee, watching Rawhide, one of the more modern shows I like. But I'm 73 years old. I like the old shows. Bernice is over there cooking some sausage and eggs, so I don't know how long I'll be here, Andrew. We've had 1.84 inches of rainfall since midnight. How say you?
Pleasant night working and all that. Which last night wasn't as bad as the night before. The night before was real bad, especially down here in Anderson. Had a bunch of roads wash out.
Saw that on the local Fox News. I don't really know. I hate to criticize people, but wow, I see high water, I turn around, don't drown. From the pictures I saw on Fox News this morning, that's just the local channel here. Some people weren't observing that.
I went to where the guy's car got washed downstream once it fell in the water. I never did hear if, I think, to be fair on his part, the water never really got that high. I think it had just gotten high enough to erode out the dirt under the road. So when you're driving on top of it, it looks perfectly normal, but you're just driving on a slab of asphalt. So as soon as your car's weight hits it, it all collapses.
Roger, this is N0TR. Well, I see where that could happen, especially if you hydroplane or something. I did see one gentleman in a big Dodge truck that washed his truck off, and he was hanging onto a tree. I know what the power of water is. I had a 66-inch water valve at the bottom of a dam that I had just set the day before, and if you can imagine, 66 feet, you know, or 66 inches, or basically a little over 5 feet. And it stuck open because one of their electricians went and reset the valve overnight and over-deflected it. It didn't have the power to pull back. It was at the base of a dam. And that little hooch I was in up on top of the dam was shaking. I'm telling you, that was scary. If you ever seen the power of water, it's pretty amazing. Acknowledging another call, I didn't catch all of it.
How are you copying? It's for Ronnie, K2SST.
K2SST, a little weak, Ronnie. I'm talking to K1, I think it was ABF. You'd have to ask Andrew here. Andrew, go ahead, and I'll have to clear fast when Bernice gets done with this sausage over here, gentlemen.
K1ABH Alpha Bravo Hotel.
What? How much water did you get on your rain gauge? I have a tube, went up to 7 inches, and then it overflowed, and I had to empty it. So, do you know how much rain we've gotten the last, what is it, 5 days or 4 days?
7.59 inches is what my weather station says, Ronnie. For the month, so that's within 8 days. And it's been an appreciable amount. Go ahead, Andrew.
For this has been night before last was the worst rain I've seen it since right before COVID hit, when we had that large storm that hit the upstate. I was working for Greenville County at the time, and I've doubt I'll ever see the Saluda River that flooded again.
Excuse me. Got a little frog in my throat here. Hobie, I'm in Hendersonville. And we've just had rain, rain, rain. I have some red bricks around the base of my mailbox, and there were two of them were up. So I said, "Oh, the water must have ran across that hard that it just popped them out." I put them back in place, and I stepped on them. The ground was saturated. It just raised them up and popped them out. The other thing on a water pressure, one of the roads up here, 280, is in a cut. And they got an erosion up on the high side. It came down as mud and washed the car up, washed the car across the road against the guardrail. And if it wasn't down, if the guardrail wasn't there, it would have went down in the ditch. So I also have seen the pressure, the works of high pressure water.
That's Ronnie. We made water valves up to 144 inches in diameter, and I think that valve weighed up towards 50,000 pounds, but I don't remember for sure. I got pictures of it, though. And it makes a man, it just dwarfs a man. Anyways, hey guys, I have to run. I really enjoyed it. And Ronnie, your signal's good, especially coming from Hendersonville. Nice to hear you again. K1ABF to take it. You have a great day and a safe day, and thanks for what you do. This is N0TR clear.
Good talking to you. K1ABH.
I got up early. I'm clearing stuff on my computer. My arthritis kicked in, and for the last week, I've been hopping around on a pogo stick, which was a cane. And I'd gotten some insomnia. I took pills for that last night. I didn't take one, and I slept right through. So maybe the pills got me my rhythm back. I'll be able to sleep all night instead of looking at the ceiling half the night. Well, I'm going to get back to what I was doing on the computer. Nice talking to you.
I apologize. I didn't catch your call sign and your name.
Name is Ronnie. Roger Robo, Nan Nan, item easy. And I'm located in Etowah, just outside of Hendersonville.
Is that where you live or where you're currently at?
Yeah, I've lived here for 21 years.
I'm going to go out on a limb and say you came from north of there, because I don't think that's a North Carolina accent I'm sensing.
The extreme north part of North Carolina. It's called New Jersey.
But, I thought that's where we were coming from. But, yeah, it was good talking to you, Ronnie. K1ABH.
Okay, I've been a couple places in the south when I was working, and it was like the same thing. You ain't from around here.
Yeah, to me, I don't think I have an accent, but then as soon as I go above North Carolina, people seem to notice it heavy.
In an environment you don't realize, so like you're in the fish tank. Everybody lives in a fish tank until you get out. Yeah, I've had that a few times where I get someone that's from New Jersey or New York. They say, "Oh, would you keep talking? I just want to hear your voice."
That side of the family is from Philly, and I can't put my finger on it what it is about their accent, but it's very noticeable. But it's not like the New York or New Jersey.
You don't have to go very far. New Jersey is just across the river from New York. But the people in New York have a different accent, and it's only a couple miles away. The only time I saw a big difference is when I was in, I went to Alabama, and then I went to Louisiana. And when I got to Alabama for the first, I was stationed in Alabama. When I got there for the first couple weeks or so, I would nod and smile because I wasn't sure what they were saying. And when I got to Louisiana, it was even worse because they talked so fast I couldn't break it down.
Louisiana certainly has a that bayou accent or Cajun, whatever it is. because they get a lot of that Creole and all that stuff mixed in, and it can be a jumble mess.
It's nice to travel around and find out that everyone isn't the same. Everyone doesn't live the same. Places don't all look the same. I really enjoyed what travel I did. My only regret is that I didn't do more. The age now is 86, and I'm not going to do any more.
So that's why I'm actually looking at changing career fields, just so I can start experiencing more. And I got a 4 and a 2-year-old, and I want to give them the same experience as I had as a kid. So I just can't do it on the income that I have now.
That was when my kids were small. I think my son was like 2 years old, and we were off to the Caribbean, went there for a week, got involved. Don't get involved with any timeshares. I got involved with a thing that may not exist anymore, and I don't know the name of it, but you put money into it, and you might look up on the internet, they may still have some time. You put money into it, and when you got up to a point, they say, well, you got $2,000, you can go here, 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 here. You got $3,000, you can go here, here, here. So, in a sense, you prepaid for your trips, and then you just went. The timeshare things, you get involved in them, you can't get out of them, so don't even go close to those. But we did a lot of traveling on that. I rented an RV when the kids were just before they became teenagers, and we rode around in that for a week. Do what you can while you can. Time goes fast.
My dad growing up was the travel guru, so he all I ever remember is having travel trailers and going camping in the mountains and you know, going to the beach all the time. And then once he got tired of the campers, you know, that was a hobby for him there for a while. He was constantly buying and selling and trading campers, and once that wore off, it was he got into HomeAway.com, which is now VRBO, but at the time it was kind of its own little thing, and you could get vacation home rentals. It's kind of what started the Airbnb thing, but you could get rentals for dirt cheap, and we went to Hawaii twice doing that. I've got to go all over, luckily. I've got to experience a lot, but I really want to pass that along to my kids.
I retired 21 years ago, and it don't seem like 21 years ago. You know, I became 62. They say, stay to your 65, you make more money. I don't know if I'll be alive at 65. I didn't know I'd be alive until 86, and I'm still in fair health. Last physical was not too high, not too low. For your age, it's great. But the only problem I really have is the arthritis comes and goes. But other than that, I'm in very good shape. If I knew I was going to live this long, I would have tried to make more money. I'm not in any financial problem. But I would have retired and then got some kind of a part-time job to generate more money. But, no one knows what's in the future. But plan for the future, hope to make it, and if you do, you're set.
Yeah, I tried doing the whole, living the philosophy, you know, you do what you love and you'll never work a day in your life, and I'm not saying I totally disagree with that, but I think there are plenty of jobs out there that you can excel at and do great at. It's not necessarily, you know, what you wake up dreaming to do every day. But I've lived that philosophy long enough, and it's done nothing but take me away from my family, and they don't get anything in return, at least on the financial end of it. It pays the bills and pretty much leaves nothing in return. So I've decided it's time to move on and do some stuff where I found there's plenty of stuff out there where I can not only get to spend the time with my family and also have the means to give them the experiences that I had.
It's an interstate road driver, so my son would be talking to his friends, and they'd say, oh, my father gets home late, and my father don't get home. And when the kids were growing up, if you're a responsible parent, you try to do everything with your kids you can. I would get home, and all I wanted to get home maybe about 10 o'clock at night. I was lucky sometimes I didn't come home until the next day. But I'd get home about 10 o'clock at night, and the kids are in bed, and all I wanted to do was go to sleep. Daddy, you going to read me a story? Oh, sure, you know. And you read the story, and one of the favorite ones was Green Eggs and Ham. You could read it every night over and over. read that again. And the worst thing you could do is, like, well, I'll just skip a page. You skip a page. Hey, Daddy, you skipped a page. But the time that you spend with your kids is great, but you got to make a living. Sometimes it's real difficult.
What I'm finding out now, and you know what I'm looking at doing, or what I just applied for, it's gonna be a little bit better schedule, but it's not gonna be a Monday through Friday 9 to 5 by any means, but it's still gonna put me at home more than I am, but it's gonna be double the money that I'm making now, so at least it's compensation in some shape or form versus, you know, what I'm doing now, which is never getting to spend time with my family, and they don't get anything to see in return for it.
Double the money you're making. You're going to work for McDonald's or Burger King? Was it $17 to $19 an hour?
Yeah, maybe one day if I can get my skill level up high enough.
Believe that's what I was making in the 90s. Now people in the fast food business are making as much as I was making. I got, besides the hourly wage, I got mileage, I got downtime if you had to sit somewhere. So I got more than just the base pay. But my son works, my son's into computers, and he's making more money now than I was making, you know. But it's 21 years later, so. Hey, I do have to get some work done, and like I tell everyone on amateur radio, there's one bad trait that amateurs have. They don't know when to shut up.
I've noticed that. I often laugh when I listen a lot, and I'll hear people saying, hey, I got to get off and go, and then they'll keep the conversation going for another half hour. But I'll certainly let you go, because I myself am pulling up to the house now, so I got to get in and decide if I want to go to sleep or try and get some work done.
Okay. It's been a pleasure talking to you. I have this on scan, so if I hear someone, if I'm in the room here, I hear someone, I try to respond. Have a pleasant sleep, I guess, and maybe I'll talk to you again. K2SST.
Yeah, Ronnie, it was good talking to you. 73's to you. K1 ABH. Clear.